Hello, beautiful soul. I'd like to know, how much success do you deserve? And how much happiness will you allow yourself to experience? And how much love are you open to giving and receiving? The answers to all of these questions actually lie in your subconscious mind as programs of belief. Are you curious to know how they got there? Ever wondered why maybe you can't get past a certain level in business or in relationships? Like maybe there's a ceiling or a wall that you just keep hitting your head against that's blocking you from really achieving what you're capable of. Does that sound familiar? Well, we say that you're only limited by your ability to dream or envision a positive, happy outcome for yourself. Yet the biggest limitation I see in clients is the ability to take those dreams and visions and manifest them into reality because of the limiting belief programs hidden in the mind. Now, it's often said that you can't fix what you can't see, and many of the false limiting beliefs about your potential for success and your worthiness of love are buried deep in the shadow of your subconscious mind. Those mental blocks are what are responsible for the frustration you feel after you've been planning or vision boarding, and even if you've been reciting positive affirmations without getting any tangible results. Are you a little sick of it? Well, I know how it feels to have big ambition and plans that get derailed by self-sabotage, endless procrastination, and excuses for why you can't get things done or why you're still single and broke. I know how it feels to live with imposter syndrome, never feeling good enough or smart enough. Well, several years ago, I worked with a coach to reveal what these programs were that were hidden from me, like my blind spots, so that I could break past those barriers that I felt were blocking me. And through a process of self-discovery and a life review, along with journaling and guided meditations, I saw the patterns. I quickly got a clear vision of where my mental programs of lack, limitation, fear, and playing small came from. And I could see why I developed certain habits like perfectionism and coping strategies and a tendency to drop people or projects often just before a major breakthrough was coming. The information is inside all of us. And the key to unlocking more of your potential or the codes to kickstarting your momentum and vitality are all in your own mind, waiting for you to take control of them to transform your life. So the life writing process that I developed can help you reveal these inner programs, and it will give you a simple method for changing old beliefs, reinstalling your original source code, the original blueprint for vitality, achievement, love, and self-acceptance. So just imagine getting rid of the junk programs that are clogging up your mind and having the focus and life force to finally rewrite your subconscious programs so that you have more joy and success and love and fulfillment. Like, what would you do if your energy and focus was aligned with your dreams and desires? Well, in my life, I saw more integrity, follow through, and meaningful achievements as a result. I moved to France, I wrote more books, and I started two new companies. So removing the subconscious mental blocks to success and love has been the single most impactful thing I've done for myself and taught my clients. It is transformative to reclaim your power as the author of your life story and the architect of your dreams. So for 15 years, the greatest joy I feel as a doctor and teacher is seeing my clients surprise themselves as they heal, grow, and thrive as the best version of themselves year after year. So you can use my method, which is outlined in my book, or work with me privately or in a group. And to get started, I've recorded a short video, and I've taken an excerpt from my life writing workshop called Stories with Soul, so that you can identify patterns in your life, like the repeated mistakes, the recurring failures, or even habitual patterns in relationships. And once you see the events that you want to grow beyond and stop repeating, you identify the subconscious beliefs that have made these events almost inevitable for you. And when you can see and analyze how and why those belief programs got installed, you can rewrite new programs for the life you really want as your authentic self. You can begin healing the wounded inner child as well. So I simplified the process into 5 steps that include listing your life chapters, creating a timeline of significant life events, analyzing the beliefs and behaviors that you took on, journaling about the past for new perspectives, and creating a new narrative, including a personal success mantra. Now, this entire process gives you relief and can promote healing of old wounds to your inner child. It can help you process traumas so that you can achieve more of what really matters in your life without spinning your wheels or shutting yourself down. So get started today with the Life Writing Program using the link in this description and in my bio. And there are more healing exercises that are included in my book, The Real Self-Love Handbook, which comes with free coaching from me on the second Tuesday of the month. And if all this Life Writing Program did was give you clarity on what's hanging you up, it would be worth your effort. But I also know you want to become more whole, resilient, and vital. So the skills that you gain with storytelling and writing from your soul, well, those are added bonuses. So check out my free Life Writing Programs, plus the guided meditations with the link in my bio and in the description. One of the links is all about overcoming victim mentality, and the other is on the 3 keys to becoming the hero of your life, and they use my signature process. They're both free, so start now, and I look forward to hearing how this program helps you reconnect to your authentic self, heal those old wounds, and become the architect of your life so that you can boldly go for your dreams, express yourself with confidence, and live with more purpose, passion, and peace.